The General Secretary of the Christian Council of Ghana, Reverend Dr. Kwabnopuni Frimpong, says patriotism will continue to wane if public discourse is always politicized. He said the situation does not augur well for consensus building, which to a large extent retards development. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Reverend Opuni Frimpong indicated that in order to whip up the national interest, Ghanaians must first identify values and ideologies which he believes will be the building blocks in sustaining nationalism. He explains further.
We are losing the sense of patriotism, nationalism in this country. As to how to revive it, we have suggested that apart from national forum, there's also a need for us to have pragmatic steps. There's a public education in schools everywhere. One thing, one people, one destiny. We may also do a lot of public education. Now you can do that when you're able to define your national values, national ideologies, national philosophies. You don't just call for it. What are we pursuing as a nation? What at the moment now in Ghana, what are our national values? What are our national philosophies? These are the things that must be well defined and be discussing in media and elsewhere.
In this age that, you know, parents especially are not really having a lot of contact hours with their wards, as the case used to be way back, how do we connect this or bring a correlation vis-a-vis on the educational front, especially with those dealing with child education?
When it comes to identification of national philosophies, national values, government must give leadership that every Ghanaian is aware that at the moment these are the national ideas, considering the challenges we are going through. Now, when the context changes, content of whatever we are doing must respond to the context. You see, now if you realize that patriotism is a border, quickly, it is unfortunate that at the moment our public discourse, radio talk shows, breakfast, whatever, are so politicized that we are losing our national interest in public discourse. But we must raise national interest issues more than political interest issues.
On the return of mission schools to the church, Reverend Opuni Frimpong said the Christian Council is ready to debate the issue. He said the reversion has become necessary because government's objective of taking over the schools is gradually waning. Therefore, it is prudent that the issue be debated to enable the church to take over the management of the schools.
What we are saying is that these schools belong to the churches. We established them and we were running them. At a point, the government came just to help us, and now the government has taken over what he came in to help us. The schools still bear our names. Parliament is at the moment discussing, and we have come out to express interest that we are happy about the debate going on. This is a request many of the churches have been asking various government to do.
It looks like government is not really in firm grips giving sound Christian background or values to core mandate or function that formed the establishment of these schools.
We have schools that are still purely a government school or local authority schools. But the churches set up their schools, among other things, also for their Christian formation. Now that the government has almost taken over, you must know, government is into secular education. The government is not a religious body. So you don't expect a government seriously to do what the churches want to do. But at the moment, because of the takeover, there's no respect for the churches, for their own schools. It is becoming a problem. We are interested in moral education. So these are some of the concerns we have.
You heard General Secretary of the Christian Council, Reverend Dr. Kwabnopuni Frimpong.